Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
You're listening to All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. Thank you for spending some time with me today. The Studio Museum in Harlem was founded in 1968, and one of its first initiatives was to create an artist-in-residence program. In fact, the museum's artist-in-residency is the reason it's called the Studio Museum. Each year, the selected artists not only gain access to studio space and material support, but they're also part of a curated group show, and it's kind of a big deal. Now, while the museum's new home is under construction, this year's show takes place outside of the Studio Museum for the first time ever at MoMA PS1. Titled Mood, this year's show is also the inaugural exhibition of a multi-year partnership between the Studio Museum and MoMA PS1. This year's Artist in Residence exhibition features the works of the Studio Museum's 2018-19 residents, Allison Janae Hamilton, Shabalala Self. Did I get it right?
Shabalala.
Shabalala Self. Shabalala Self, I'll say it again, and Sable Elsie Smith. It was organized by Associate Curator for the Studio Museum, Legacy Russell, along with Haley Ringel and Josephine Groff. Mood is on view at MoMA PS1 through September 8th, and I'm very pleased that it brings both artists Shabalala Self and Associate Curator Legacy Russell to our studio. Thanks for coming in.
We're so pleased to be here.
I'm going to do my best.
Yes.
I'm going to do my best. So how did the residency program start? And who were some of the past artists who participated, Legacy?
Yeah, so actually it began in 1968. And as you noted, it was very much so kind of a foundational component of the museum's history. Every single year since that period of time, we have had a incredible roster of artists who have joined as alumni to the program. Every year that's passed, they are provided studio space. Back in that period of time, it was in our original location, which was very much so like a loft space, which had philanthropists, activists, artists who would attend and participate in programming and building out exhibitions in collaboration there. So really it continues in that spirit today. And we look to, have artists on site as part of our programming and exhibitions moving forward in this next exciting chapter of the museum's history.
So what impact do you think it's had that it's not actually at the museum this year, that it's actually out at PS1, which is a really cool space?
Yeah, it's a big moment in the museum's history. We have, I think, an opportunity to bring Harlem into a new space and to a different type of audience at PS1 in Long Island City. It's unusual. I think, we're all kind of learning through the experience of having the exhibition take place for the first time in the museum's history off-site. Alumni of the museum, the Artist in Residence program, ranging from Leslie Hewitt to Sia Wolfuck to Adam Pendleton to Simone Lee, have, traditionally been held within the museum's old building. So this is a really wonderful opportunity for Shabalala, for Sable, for Allison to bring their work to different audiences and as well to share the museum's history in a completely different context.
Shabalala, what did you think of the space?
The new space at MoMA PS1, it was unique in the fact that each artist was able to have their own exhibition space and also a shared space. So I feel like that was something that was interesting. Just because it's a larger institution, there were, I guess, certain resources that were great to lean on. And I think what Legacy said was also interesting, that sometimes it's good to take a project and put it in a different context. It exposes it to a new audience. And sometimes having a little bit of distance can allow the viewers to have like a new perspective on some of the subjects that the artists are investigating.
All right, my producer just sent me a note that I can call you Shaba. It's your nickname, but I feel like I should ask you that. Can I call you by your nickname?
Yeah, Shaba's my nickname.
Okay, is that all right? So now, you're from New York originally, right? You were Upper East Side and then Harlem, is that right?
No, I grew up my whole life in Hamilton Heights and Harlem.
Okay. And then but now you're in New Haven.
My studio's in New Haven, yes.
What has been the change in location? What impact has that had on your work?
For me, it's been great to be in New Haven, to have like my permanent workspace, because it's super affordable. And I was first brought to New Haven when I went to graduate school at the Yale School of Art. So I went to New Haven in 2013, and I never quite moved out after graduating from the program. And New Haven really isn't that far from Harlem. It's just like an hour and a half up 95. So I drive. So for me, it's a pretty easy commute. I also find New Haven interesting in some ways, because it reminds me of how Harlem was when I was younger. So it was a lot of the same community there, a lot of this the same things you would see maybe in Harlem maybe 20 years ago or so. So it's been inspiring to my practice in that regard, kind of reminding me of things that I used to see in my periphery that you no longer see in New York.
What kind of things?
Just to start, the infrastructure, the stores, just seeing people outside on their stoops. New Haven's a very Black city, and it's kind of, for me, it's been really generative to be there for those reasons. And it's a smaller community. And even though Harlem's a neighborhood within a larger city, I still feel like it's kind of its own place. Mm-hmm. So I enjoy being in smaller communities. I really enjoy being in New Haven, and I still enjoy it. I love Harlem. Harlem's like the only place I would call home.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, it's been great being in New Haven. Like I said, too, it's not so far. It just seems farther because it's in a different state.
So Legacy, you're from New York as well, right?
I am. You have two New Yorkers here.
Love it. I love it. My dad grew up in Hamilton Heights. How did that perspective play into the way you put the show together, the fact that you're a New Yorker?
I mean, previous to arriving at the City Museum, I just began in September, was living abroad. I was living in London for about 5.5 years. And so coming back to New York very much so had to be for the right reason. And the City Museum really was it, right?
Yeah.
So starting this year was very exciting. The artist in residence actually had already been selected when I began. And Hallie was a big part of that process. And so, you know, collaborating very closely in the city that I love with artists that, you know, of course, have quite a tie to New York and as well to Harlem, both Sable, Allison, and Shaba, all three of them actually are rooted in Harlem. So, you know, having their studios there and as well having a history as having spent time there as New Yorkers was meaningful. And my father was from Harlem too. So, you know, it very much so was meaningful to be able to collaborate on the show, to spend mm-hmm. time in that space, and to be thinking critically about this idea of mood, the title of which rose out of conversations across all the artists. And, you know, speaks to this moment in time, you know, kind of cultural mood, a national mood, you know, an opportunity to consider as well windows into each of their practice and how those things can kind of act as propositions towards a greater cultural dialogue through each of their practices. So, you know, I think it's very much so is a moment where we're able to kind of collaborate very closely through those lines of our links across the city and our love of it, too.
The artists are all so different.
Yes.
And all so interesting in different ways. Actually, Sable was on our show last week mm-hmm, for the piece mm-hmm. at the New Museum.
Yeah.
What do you think unites these pieces of work?
I think the thing that's phenomenal about the Artists in Residence program is that they actually are not selected, the artists in residence themselves are not selected for the sake of producing a show. They are selected
cool.
for the residency. So very much so as we talk about what it means to select mm-hmm. the artists for the residency, we talk about picking artists that, you know, really are in a moment in their careers or, you know, in their professional practice as they're continuing to build mm-hmm. creatively that could use the support of having the residency, right? And so welcoming them into the institutional space of the museum allows them to connect closely with, you know, sort of a critical space and a dialogue across the artists themselves as they kind of collaborate and get to know one another. But as well, you know, with visiting critics and, you know, kind of public programming that connects them with our community too, more broadly across New York and beyond. So, you know, as we work on the show, it always presents a unique challenge because the artists themselves are always going to be very different. And that is the thing that makes the exhibition wonderful, but also unique to the museum itself. You know, in that it is unusual to have three different artists that perhaps ordinarily might not meet within the exhibition space showing together and working on a show together.
It's also interesting that to hear your in the first part of your answer was that it's about them. Mm-hmm. It's not about mm-hmm. the space or necessarily in the show. It's about them and their residency and what they can do with it and what it affords them.
Right. And so we really work very closely with each of the artists towards building out the exhibition. Mm-hmm. And that kind of link between creative and curatorial is very meaningful. We take it very seriously. It speaks to the root of the museum's mission being artist-driven. And, you know, with Sable and Shaba and Allison, they very much so were driving forces behind how this exhibition came together and the choices that were made.
My guests are Legacy Russell and Shaba Self. We're talking about mood at the Studio Museum's Artists in Residency program. Exhibition at PS1. It's through September 8th, so you still have time to see it. Shaba, your show is called Street Scenes. What is it you wanted to explore?
I wanted to explore some of my memories, just being just walking down the streets in Harlem. So for me, it was more of like a formal exercise of kind of memory, making art from memory. And also, I guess, I wouldn't say so much drawing from life, but a lot of the inspirations for the characters in the paintings were based on individuals that I would see in real life. Mm-hmm. And the purpose of making this body of work, I guess, was to freeze a certain moment for my own sake, but also I think maybe almost as a historical document to kind of see, I guess, to kind of freeze a certain moment in time of like what Harlem looked like in 2019, also what Harlem looks like in my own memory of how it was in the past, having grown up there.
And it's can you just tell our audience what kind of materials you use?
Mm-hmm.
Just so they get a sense of what your pieces are like.
Yeah, I use like an array of different materials. Most of the materials I describe as being textile-based. They range from old clothing, fabric. Also, I treat the canvas itself as a textile. So using repurposed paintings, cut-up paintings, dyed canvas, and everything is kept together through stitch. So all the materials are sewn together, and this creates a collage or assemblage with these various materials to create these large-scale paintings.
And gum.
Yeah, and for this exhibition, also gum was used.
They're so, you so much want to touch them. You know, it's that moment of where you know you can't get to, as a viewer, I know, mm-hmm. I can't get close, but you really want to. There's just the sense of it's inviting in a way, I found, at least when I went to see the show. And also, I want to ask you about the bricks. The bricks as the backdrop seem very important.
Yeah, so I wanted to kind of find one motif that can link all the works, and I landed on the brick as being something that could kind of very simply communicate to the audience the sense of a metropolitan space.
Mm-hmm.
So I was inspired to use the brick looking at the artist Martin Wong, who I'm really, really inspired by. He did many paintings about the Lower East Side in the late 80s and early 90s. And I really appreciated his perspective and his way in which he kind of depicted that place at that particular time. And I felt like the brick could be a really, really good formal device to kind of do the same thing with Harlem.
Now, did you make the work with this space in mind?
I did not. We weren't aware where the show would be exhibited in the beginning of our residency.
Mm-hmm.
But I did make this body of work, and I kind of started my residency knowing that I wanted to make a body of work that was inspired by Harlem, and kind of pushed myself to place my figures within an environment, because that's something that I started doing more recently within my practice. In the past, it wasn't really an important narrative device to have the figures situated in any particular space. They were more just portraits of individuals that existed in like a liminal space, like color fields.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so in some ways, this was like a more ambitious project for me. And I wanted to find a simple but effective way to describe a space, but one that wouldn't be overloaded with information, because the technique by which the figures are constructed is already kind of very dense.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like the brick would be something that was simple enough to convey an environment, but not overload the picture for the viewer.
As you're putting the show together, each artist has their own place to exhibit their work, but then there's a room where there's combinations.
Mm-hmm.
What went into those decisions?
Yeah, so the idea is, as I mentioned before, that, you know, to think about where connections can be made through disparate practices.
Mm-hmm.
So each artist in the context of PS1, in this case, has a room, which is different than what has happened in previous iterations of the Artist in Residence show, where in our old building, actually, oftentimes those spaces between the different artists were more interstitial and came into contact with each other. These sort of more strict divides as asserted by the rooms allows for each artist to have kind of an environment of their own to mm-hmm. build out and to work closely on as a sort of installation. In terms of the shared room, right, where the works come into contact, it's an opportunity to see a different part of each of their practices. So, you know, in Shaba and Allison and Sable's case, the works that are shown there are different than the ones that actually are in the rooms that each of them occupy individually. And it allows for the audience, therefore, to understand the artist sort of more holistically in terms of their practice and understanding ways where those things may come into contact and build connections across the different works within the rooms, but as well perhaps be in moments departures too from what they had seen previously.
My guests are Shaba Self and Legacy Russell. We're talking about the Studio Museum's Artist in Residency 2018-9 exhibition, which is now up at PS1. So Shaba, how does your work, how does it speak to and or challenge traditional portraiture?
I think that my work speaks to traditional portraiture and the fact that I'm dealing with figuration in a really simple way. But I think that it challenges traditional portraiture just because of the way in which the work is made. I feel like I'm approaching this painting in general from a different perspective, one that would, I think, in the past be considered more craft-oriented. So I guess using unexpected materials to create paintings, making paintings by not touching like a paintbrush to canvas, kind of is more of a deconstruct. I feel like the paintings are more deconstructed and they're reconstructed in a way that is people are maybe unfamiliar with in regards to like traditional painting. And I think I look more into more kind of craft traditions like sewing, assemblage, quilting. Those are some of more of my formal inspirations for my practice. But conceptually, I think I have the same concerns as traditional portraiture, which is to really like represent my given subjects.
Like I say, I'm going to ask you, I always ask curators about this. If there is something in this exhibit which you'd really like people to take a moment and think about, what it doesn't have to be a piece, it could be an idea, it could be a detail that you think is you would like to, for folks who are listening and thinking, yeah, I'm going to go see this, what would you like them to consider?
It's a big question. I think there are a few things maybe to kind of parse it out a little bit. But one in particular is that, you know, black art is not monolithic. For the history of the residency program, you know, really it brings together incredible voices and visions, perspectives that are both divergent and convergent at varying points across the institution's history. So, you know, really every exhibition of this variety is an opportunity to see a new facet of what our artists are doing, what is happening in this moment in time, and how, you know, each of the residents are contributing to a wider dialogue within and across an artist historical canon that's incredibly urgent and important. And then outside of that, I would say too that it's an exciting opportunity to be paying attention to the kind of connections between form and function. So the sort of materiality of each of the practices are very much so reflective of the themes that carry through each artist's work. And that is something that's meaningful to kind of spend time with, to understand as well, like why certain choices are being made in the construction of, for example, Sable's sculptures, Allison's installation, Shaba's textile works, right? Those histories are really meaningful in addition to the sort of narratives that tie in to each of their creative practices. So I would say those two things for me are ones to keep top of mind as you're spending time at Mood.
Shaba, how about for you, for someone who is experiencing your work for the first time, something you'd like them to think about as they're looking at it?
I can't say there's one thing in particular I would want them to think about, but I guess it's for them just to be fully present, and I guess to be open to, having some kind of transformative experience through viewing the work.
Just to be open, that's great. The Studio Museum's Artist in Residency exhibition is called Mood. It is now up at PS1 through September 8th. Legacy Russell and Shaba Self, thank you so much for coming to studio.
Thank you.
Coming up next, Michael R. Jackson on his show, A Strange Loop. Stay with us, more after a break.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.